This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She took all last week off, but did that make her rusty? We're about to find out on Are You Smarter Than Katie? What do you think?
A little bit. I'm feeling like I don't remember how to do my job sometimes.
Well, this might be your lucky day, Ricky. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You are caller 17. You get to take her on in a battle of the wits. I have five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We had a great time at Sky River Casino. We played Are You Smarter Than Kevin? That was crazy. That was so much fun.
Questions, oh my God.
Kevin says they were too hard. I got mixed bag. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. And anyway, though, Ricky, Katie's going to leave the studio, and I am going to ask you these five questions. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, and they've got their own trivia night every single Tuesday at the Blue Oaks location. I recommend checking that out. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Jelly Roll's a big fan of professional wrestling, and he got to live out his dream by getting in the ring and being part of the match. He went against a wrestler named Austin Theory, and Jelly Roll put him in a chokehold and slammed him down during the match. What is not a wrestling move? A moonsault, a camel clutch, or a stink fist?
The first one.
All right. That would be moonsault. Question two. Deadpool and Wolverine was the number one movie of the weekend again, but it's having an unexpected effect. There is now renewed pressure on NSYNC to have a reunion after the movie opens with an amazing fight scene set to Bye Bye Bye. True or false, Justin Timberlake has faced no consequences from his DWI.
True.
Question three. Three of the 9/11 hijackers, which have been rotting at Guantanamo Bay this whole time, struck a plea deal that would have them avoid the death penalty. However, the Secretary of Defense revoked that offer. Spell Guantanamo. Are you going to start it, or?
G.
Yeah?
G-U-A-N-T-A-N-A-M. M-O.
All righty. Question four. Adele just started her new residency at a theater made just for her in Munich, and she already stopped the show in the middle of it. But it was to watch Sha'Carri Richardson race in the Olympics. She played it live on the big screens and gave commentary while on stage. What got Sha'Carri Richardson banned from the last Olympics?
I think it was marijuana.
All righty. And question five, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to be teaming up for another movie together based on the true story of Hulk Hogan's lawsuit against the website Gawker. Matt Damon will play conservative billionaire Peter Thiel, who paid Hogan's legal bills, and Ben Affleck will play Hulk Hogan. Hogan won $110 million in that lawsuit, but if his lawyer took 20%, what was he left with?
$88 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Bring her back in here. Ricky, where are we off to today?
We are off to work this morning.
And where is that?
I do pest management.
Oh!
Not for fast action, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fun.
What
cool.
did they say?
He does pest control, but not for fast action.
I think you mean...
Oh, you guys use pest...
Official pest prevention.
Sorry.
You're talking about official. Got it. Yeah. All right. Okay.
My bad.
No, that's totally fine. All right. Ricky's on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Jelly Roll, big professional wrestling fan. Probably could have guessed that. And he got to live out his dreams by getting in the ring and going up against a wrestler named Austin Theory. And Jelly Roll put him in a chokehold and slammed him down during the match.
Wow.
What are wrestlers called Austin Theory now? Like, they're just their names? It seems like Jelly Roll is a wrestler name.
Oh, I have to tell you, this is old news to me that they go by their real name now.
Steve Austin, John Cena.
And so, well, Steve Austin was quite a while ago, so it doesn't
seem like
a recent
about.
Thing.
That's what I'm talking about. It's been...
I have to tell you, I don't care.
I'm just saying, bring back Junkyard Dog and Undertaker. What is not a wrestling move? Moonsault, Camel Clutch, or Stink Fist?
I'm going to hope it's Stink Fist.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Question two, Deadpool and Wolverine, number one movie of the weekend again. But it's doing something that nobody expected. It is putting renewed pressure on NSYNC to have a reunion after everybody got excited when the movie opens with an amazing fight scene set to Bye Bye Bye.
Really?
And a really good dance routine, too. Uh-huh. That is not Ryan Reynolds doing the Bye 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 dance while he kills all those guys.
Right.
It was somebody else. Kevin found him on Instagram.
I forgot his name, but he popped up on my Instagram, and he is ripped.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. True or false, Justin Timberlake has faced no consequences for his DWI.
I mean, he was arrested, so I'm going to say...
After the arrest.
Oh, I assume false.
Yep.
I don't...
He had his license revoked.
Killing.
Suspended. Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Already?
The difference. Yeah.
He hasn't gone to court yet.
It just happened. And they put
Maybe
a gag order on
court.
Him. They put a gag order on him, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Question three. Three of the 9/11 hijackers, which have been rotting at Guantanamo Bay this whole time, struck a plea deal that would have them avoid the death penalty, but the Security of Defense revoked that offer.
Security or secretary?
Secretary.
Yeah.
Spell Guantanamo.
Oh, God. G-U-A-N. G-U-A-N. T-A-N-A-M-O?
Yeah, that's it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Guantanamo. Question four. Adele already started her new residency at a theater that was made just for her in Munich, but she's already stopping the show in the middle of it. This time it was to watch Sha'Carri Richardson race in the Olympics. She played it live on the big screens and she gave her commentary while she watched. She's obsessed with the Olympics.
Okay.
What got Sha'Carri Richardson banned from the last Olympics?
Weed.
Yep. Cannabis. Yeah. And question five, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to be teaming up for another movie. This one's going to be that true story when Hulk Hogan sued Gawker. Do you remember that? Over his sex tape and stuff like that?
And SpongeBob was, no, SpongeBoy.
What? Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge.
The Love Sponge was involved,
SpongeBoy.
Right?
Yeah, a morning radio show was involved, yeah. Matt Damon is going to play conservative billionaire Peter Thiel, who paid all of Hogan's legal bills. And Ben Affleck is going to play Hulk Hogan. Wow. Hogan won $110 million in that lawsuit.
Okay.
But if his lawyer took 20%, what was he left with?
God.
Oh, boy.
$1.1
million. Oh.
$88 million. Mm. Really close on that. Ricky, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, final score. You got 3, Katie got 4.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, she is back.
Woo!
She is back. Unbelievable. Listen, you can take the game away from her, but you can't take the game out of the girl.
Oh, you want to try again?
No.
Nope. Okay.
That's it.
No.
Security of defense. All right, Ricky, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. But hopefully, you had a good time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.